Iron John begins with a provocative premise. Modern men have lost touch with their primal masculine energy. This disconnection leaves them adrift, either emotionally distant like the 50s male, or passive and uncertain like the soft male who emerged in the 1960s. Neither archetype represents complete masculinity. The wild man, not a savage brute, but a figure of instinctual wisdom, has been caged by civilization, leaving men feeling incomplete and uncertain about their identity. What if the path to authentic manhood isn't found in rejecting masculinity, but in diving deeper into its mythic roots? This question has made the book a touchstone for millions seeking to understand what healthy masculinity might look like in our complex world. In the central fairy tale, a boy loses his golden ball in a pond, symbolizing lost childhood wholeness. To retrieve it from Iron John's domain, the boy must free the wild man using a key hidden under his mother's pillow. This story reveals profound truths about masculine development. Men often seek their lost wholeness through relationships, career success, or possessions, but the tale suggests this wholeness can only be recovered by engaging with the wild man. Taking the key represents necessary separation from maternal influence, not rejecting the feminine, but establishing independence from it. The bargain with the wild man presents a choice: remain safe within conventional masculinity, or risk the journey into the wilderness to recover something essential. This journey isn't about domination, but about reclaiming vital energy that gives life depth and purpose. Energy suppressed by both traditional patriarchy and modern gender politics. Bly identifies father hunger, the physical or emotional absence of fathers and male mentors, as a profound challenge facing modern men. Before the Industrial Revolution, fathers and sons worked side by side, allowing natural transmission of masculine wisdom. When fathers moved to factories and offices, this vital bond was severed. Without witnessing their father's work, boys must construct their masculine identity from fragments, while maternal influence remains constant. Boys raised primarily under feminine guidance develop a mother-son psychology, lacking the necessary masculine balance. The consequences are significant. Men with naive male psychology often struggle with boundaries, mistake sincerity for protection against hardships, and neglect their own needs. Without the male face that comes from bonding with father figures, they remain insecure in their masculine identity. This explains why many men feel uncertain about who they are, either adopting superficial masculine behaviors or rejecting masculinity altogether. The solution isn't diminishing maternal influence, but restoring paternal presence through meaningful male relationships. The path to mature masculinity traverses what Bly calls the road of ashes, descent, and grief, a painful journey confronting wounds that modern culture often encourages men to avoid through distraction and achievement. Every man carries wounds that can become sources of wisdom. The naive male tries to bypass wounds through positive thinking. The embittered male remains trapped in victimhood, while the initiated male acknowledges wounds without being defined by them. This initiation typically begins with catabasis, a descent into one's psyche triggered by failure, betrayal, or loss. This descent marks the relinquishing of childish grandiosity and acceptance of limitation, without which men remain trapped in adolescent fantasies. The journey involves learning to shudder, developing the capacity for appropriate fear and empathy that cultural conditioning often suppresses in men. It also requires grieving childhood innocence, unrealized dreams, and the father one never had. By embracing dissent rather than avoiding it, men discover their wounds contain hidden gold, insights, compassion, and strength unavailable through success alone. Within every man lies what Bly calls the inner king, an authentic sense of purpose and authority that guides actions with clarity and conviction, neither dominating others nor submitting inappropriately. Many men have lost touch with this inner king, either never properly crowned by fathers or mentors, or having their authority undermined by shame. Without this connection, men either abdicate their power or abuse it, creating chaos in relationships. Reconnecting with the inner king requires grief work, mourning the absence of proper mentoring and recognizing how one's authentic nature was suppressed by family dynamics and cultural messages. This recovery isn't about domination, but claiming one's rightful place. The mature king energy is generative and blessing-giving, creating order for others to flourish. When embodied, a man uses his power in service of something larger than himself. The inner king also helps men navigate relationships with their fathers. Every father carries both blessing and wounding potential, the double stream. Receiving the blessing while acknowledging the wounding allows men to honor their lineage without being limited by it. Every man contains a warrior archetype, an energy of focused action, boundary setting, and protective service. This warrior isn't primarily about aggression, but clarity, discipline, and commitment to causes larger than oneself. Without healthy warrior energy, men lack the capacity to protect what they value and manifest their visions. Modern culture either demonizes assertiveness or channels warrior energy into meaningless competitions, preventing the development of mature warrior energy directed toward genuine service. Bly distinguishes between iron and copper approaches to conflict. Iron represents engaging directly with opposition and maintaining boundaries, while copper means conducting others' energies without clear boundaries. Many modern men have been raised to be copper, leaving them vulnerable to manipulation. Developing healthy warrior energy involves sustaining the tension between opposites, holding firm in conflict rather than prematurely seeking harmony. It means making clear choices and accepting their consequences rather than trying to please everyone. The warrior's journey involves acquiring a four-legged horse, a symbol of wholeness and integration. Through mentorship and challenge, men develop the balance needed to transform raw strength into disciplined service. The young man's wound in the Iron John story represents a crucial aspect of masculine initiation, the transformative power of suffering. This wound creates an opening through which new awareness emerges. Modern men often avoid their wounds, viewing them as obstacles rather than portals to deeper wisdom. The initiated man neither glorifies nor hides from his wounds. He transforms them into sources of compassion and authentic strength. These wounds connect him to the God of grief, the capacity for genuine sorrow many men have suppressed. The story concludes with Iron John appearing as a king rather than a wild man, representing the integration of wild masculine energy into consciousness. The frightening force becomes a source of blessing and wisdom, not tamed, but recognized and honored, allowing his energy to serve rather than threaten. The mature man maintains connections with multiple masculine archetypes: the wild man, warrior, king, lover, trickster, and grief man. Psychological health involves balancing all these figures rather than identifying with any single one. When men integrate their wild energy instead of repressing or destructively expressing it, they become sources of blessing. By reconnecting with the wild man within, modern men can become more fully human, integrating strength with tenderness, power with responsibility, and passion with wisdom.